Welcome to the Synthetic Media Podcast. I'm your host, Henrik DeCuyer. Join me for interviews and thoughts on the ever-expanding topic of synthetic media. You can find my book on synthetic media on Amazon. Subscribe to this podcast for free. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com and enjoy today's episode.
I'm Nasser Memon. I'm a professor in the computer science department at New York University. And I do research in a variety of areas, and detecting synthetic media is one of the things I've been looking at for quite some time.
Nasser, how are you involved with synthetic media?
Yeah, so my involvement came more from what we call the world of media forensics, right? So once you have images and video in digital form, it makes it economical, convenient to exchange, communicate, etc. But you also then can manipulate it, right? You can modify these images. And ever since digital media have been around, tools to modify the content have also been around, right? And so there the question used to come up as to, given an image, has it been manipulated, right? Has somebody tampered the image in some way, or some removed something from the scene, things of that sort. And that we call media forensics, right? If you broaden that to video, audio, images, and things like that. And I've been working in developing techniques, right? Researching this field of media forensics since the early 2000s, right? Long time back. And somewhere along that, there came this notion of computer graphics started becoming very sort of efficient and powerful and effective. And we could generate synthetic images, realistic looking images, right? Of course, given the state of the art techniques and resources, we could do that. And the Supreme Court had ruled at some point, I forget the exact year, that when you're looking at child pornography images, if the image is completely synthetic, right, there was no real child involved, then it's not a crime. It could be a freedom of speech, right? Expression, artistic expression, or whatever you may want to call that. And that created problems for prosecutors who were sort of going after distribution, people who create and distribute child pornography, because the onus of like proving that this is not synthetic, this is real, fell on them, right? Because a clever defense attorney could always say, hey, this is not real. This is synthetic. There was no real child involved or harmed or whatever. Of course, that ruling was then changed, so things are better now. But at that time, I started looking at the problem of, okay, I've been looking at, given an image, and I'm saying image, but it applies to video and audio as well, right? Just for being precise, succinct, right? So given an image, can I tell if it was not really captured by a camera, right? By a lens and a sensors in a camera, not from a real scene, but synthesized completely artificially, right? Using whatever techniques that were present at that time. And this was like 10 years back or so. And so that was when I first came across synthetic media, if you want to call it that, right? And started looking at techniques to detect them. And you fast forward to a couple of years back, right? Or maybe 3 years back, when the whole business of deepfakes took off, where machine learning techniques now could be used to create synthetic media much more cheaply, much more effectively, much more realistic, right? They took this thing to the next level. The problem of detecting synthetic media became even more sort of important. And so there is a lot of research suddenly that is being done in that space, and I'm one of the, I would say, active researchers in that field.
Nasser, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with synthetic media?
So the success has been actually creating this synthetic media content, right? Just people have been able to do very interesting things. And just beyond synthetic media, I mean, just computational imaging, for example, right? I mean, using machine learning models, neural models, one is able to create very real looking synthetic images, video, audio, where we can impersonate someone. Of course, there are caveats, there are limitations, right? But the rapid advancement that we see every year, right, where one can create, and I'm exaggerating a bit, but create a scene of almost anyone doing almost anything, right? Almost anywhere, right? Can be done. Not now, but pretty soon. We seem to be kind of heading in that direction. It's phenomenally successful. And that's a boom for the entertainment industry, for advertisement and things like that, right? Say they don't need to rely on actors and models and fancy scenes and going to New Zealand and filming a scene, right? One can actually synthesize. And Hollywood has been doing this, right? That's their business, right? Synthetic media, in some sense. They create very realistic looking videos that we watch in a theater and believe, right? But now it's becoming so easy that the undergraduate student who didn't like the grades I gave him can suddenly create a synthetic media of me, right? Doing something that could be embarrassing to me, right? So it's democratized, is what they say. And so it's been extremely successful. And that's the challenge. Its success is the challenge, because what it has led to is kind of this damage to the notion of seeing is believing, right? I mean, we kind of grew up or whatever, we with this notion that if I see a picture, a video, audio, if I hear, I believe it. Yes, this is what happened in real life, right? But that's not true anymore. And that causes problems, because people who want to create fake information, right? People who want to misinform, cause harm, cheat, like, right, or commit fraud, right? They can start using synthetic media and leveraging this kind of tendency we have to believe what we see or hear, right? And we see that happening now. So the success of synthetic media has become a challenge in that sense, that we are heading towards a society where we suddenly may not be able to believe everything that we see or believe everything that we hear, right? I mean, so right now you think I'm Nasser Mehmen because I sound like him. You heard me before, but who knows? I mean, I'm synthetic. Somebody took over my computer and is creating my voice and saying these things and pretending to be me. And that attribution you gave, right, based on certain characteristics you knew about me, they're no longer valid, right, anymore. And of course, I'm an unimportant person, but imagine a CEO or a politician or a military general and people like that. If that can be synthesized and can be used to mislead people, that can have some potential impact, bad impact, right?
Nasser, what advice would you like to share with people working on synthetic media?
Yeah, so I think we need to think a little bit more about how do we share models and that we create for generating synthetic media. How do we kind of proactively create mechanisms that using which people can verify that something is synthetic, right? Perhaps think about that. Just putting out something that's very realistic looking is great, right? But you probably also need to think about, okay, what if this is misused, right? Can I embed something in it that will allow people to say, hey, this is actually synthetic, this is not real? Because visually you cannot tell. Statistical analysis is also difficult to do these days. I mean, we do it, but it's a cat and mouse game. It can become harder. But there could be some explicit telltale, say, watermarks in them, right? That will say that, hey, this is synthetic. Of course, that has its problems too. I'm not saying that's a silver bullet of any kind, but to at least start thinking about this, that you know, the media that you create could be misused. So think about how you could prevent that.
Nasser, where can we learn more about synthetic media and your work on the subject?
Well, so I'm an academic. We publish everything that we do, right? So it's all in the open. So one perhaps very nice archive is Google Scholar. So if you go to Google Scholar and Google my name, Nasser Memon, you'll see a lot of work that I've done in this space. And perhaps that's a good starting point. And there are other folks who have done better work and more work than me, other academics. And you could, from that, I cite them, we cite each other, and you could learn more about them as well. And we are now actually just publishing a book. It's going to come out early next year called Media Forensics, where state-of-the-art work on more detecting synthetic media, but we also talk about how it's created, right? Because in order to detect it, you need to understand how it's created. And the leading experts in the world, right, have contributed to that book, Media Forensics, and my name, Nasser Memon.
Join us next week for a new episode by subscribing to the Synthetic Media Podcast. Check out my book about synthetic media on Amazon. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com. This podcast was produced by Henrik de Gior. Music by Mattia Capelli. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave us a 5-star review. And thank you for listening.